Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
My name's Jeff.
Hey, guys, it's Elliot. I have three openings that I've been spitballing. I'm going to do all three of them.
And I don't want to hear about your openings.
To which ones I should go. So, opening number one. Hey, guys, it's Elliot, everyone's least favorite third co-host. That's number one.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's Elliot. Since you know it's an Elliot-heavy episode, you should probably just turn off now.
No, don't do that one.
Hey, guys, it's Elliot. Scott, I refuse to talk to Jeff all episode because he just made me watch a terrible movie. Please see Hitchcock chronologically for more details in a few weeks.
In about 4 weeks, and I like the third one the best.
Yeah, I agree with the third one. We'll go with that one.
Yeah.
Should I cut the other two out, or should I leave
them? No, I think the whole thing is it's a bit.
Yeah, thanks. It's almost like Jeff gets me and Scott's just here.
Right. And just to recap, we play a free-to-play game every other week, and then we rate and review it. And we are on episode 99.
Uh-oh, whoa. Next week, baby. We haven't talked about it.
Well, in 2 weeks.
Oh, whatever. Did you pick a special game for us, Scott?
Maybe. We'll see.
You definitely did not.
Oh, hell. Next week, next episode 100 will be my last one, depending on the game selection.
Don't tempt us with a good time.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Maybe I won't tell you what the game is and just tell you the week before.
That'll be fine. I won't play it either way.
But speaking of games, Elliot, tell us what this week's game was.
We played Candies and Curses. It came out on October 25th of 2018. It's by Taco Boy Studios, available on iOS and Android. It was, I just said, it's created by Taco Boy Studios. They made Creatures of Aether, which you had me on a few to play, and Cross. So those are the three games that they currently have.
Wait, what was the one that we had done before?
Creatures of Aether. It was that,
They did that? Oh.
That's what their website says, at least.
Okay.
This
is much better.
Oh my god, this is worlds better. Save it for the seal, Jeffrey.
I didn't say I liked it. I just said it was better.
Alright, so did they not make the, what was it? Not Creatures of Aether, but the other game that Creatures of Aether was based off of?
I don't think so, only because their website did not list it. Their website listed Candies and Curses, Creatures of Aether, and Crossbow. So they might have, but if they had, they didn't credit themselves on their website. I'm assuming no, but again, I'm just an unpaid intern. And what do I know? I'm just here for the free shirt I get in the mail.
Yep. All right. Gameplay?
gameplay.
Okay. So this game is basically a 2D side-scrolling Luigi's Mansion almost.
That's a good way to put it.
I know. It's almost like I'm a genius.
See, I never played Luigi's Mansion, so I wouldn't have gathered that.
You're capturing ghosts, but this is definitely a mobile-friendly version. There's 3 to 4. It's obviously 2D, but there's like 3 to 4 levels that you can platform between.
4.
Thank you. And you go left to right and up and down. And you have a flashlight. And this flashlight kills various ghosts and slimes and monsters and wizards and skeletons as you platform through the game. Now, it is a mobile game, so you're controlling everything with touch. And so you swipe up to move up. You swipe down, left, right. Very straightforward. And it's intuitive. But at the same time, I find myself having times where I have some accidental jumps or changing of platforms that I don't intend.
Oh, really? I never had that.
And I'm playing with one hand and, I don't know. Go ahead, Elliot.
No, I never had that problem. I actually found the controls to be like next to perfect for this. I struggle with mobile games.
Me too.
It's something I do not enjoy 75% of the time. So I was already a little adverse to playing this because I was like, I'm not going to like this. From what I saw on the videos before I downloaded it, I was like, oh, the controls are not going to be great. Maybe I can play with my controller. That was my initial thought. It was like, maybe I can play with a controller and this will be enjoyable. Because games that I can play on the controller on my phone or on my iPad, I tend to enjoy a lot more than games that I just have to play with touchscreen.
Yeah.
But I did not have that problem here. In a little, even the least,
Nice.
I didn't have a problem with it. The only problems I had with controls were where I would make a jump and I would get hit, where I was like, I think I shouldn't have gotten hit.
Yeah, you do have to be very precise because the enemies obviously have different patterns. Some of them are just left and right and very simple. Then there's like, even on the first level, there's these ghosts that go up and down and they kind of have a wave sort of movement. And you have to be precise when you hit them with your flashlight, because if you're a little too low or a little too high, you're going to take damage. And since they aren't just on a level that you're always going to hit, you have to time those leaps or those dives perfectly.
So
there's also a lot
of... How far in the progression did you guys get? I got up to level 10 on my character level, and so I was actually able to unlock a machete.
Oh, no, I didn't get that far.
Yeah, I got that far. But I used the lanterns. I found the lanterns to be my favorite weapon.
Yeah, because there was the flashlight, then you had, or there's different types of flashlights. You had lanterns and
they work the same way. Yeah,
and the machete was pretty cool because whatever way you jump, it would slash in that direction. So you could slash up and slash down, but...
Oh, that changes
it does.
Everything.
And
well, the lanterns have three like orbs that circle around.
Yes.
It. So, like, the lantern is, like, I thought game-breaking. I was like, my gosh, why would anyone use anything other
than... Well, I had it...
Machete was okay.
I had it where the lantern, like, as the things were swirling around me, I would have enemies that would go in between the swirling and, like, actually hit me.
Yeah. You had to time it a little bit. But I thought once I understood the mechanic of it, it was, like, perfect.
Yeah.
Especially on some of those bosses, it was, like, the weapon for surety.
Yeah, and the machete, if you, like, didn't, like, tap towards the direction you're walking, it won't attack. You'll just run right into enemies, so you have to constantly tap in the direction you're walking to continually slash in that direction. But, I mean, I got, I think, further with the machete than I did with any other weapon.
How far did you get? What was your
first I got to level 5, the boss on level 5, but I couldn't beat boss.
I couldn't beat the snake boss, which I think is level
4.
I couldn't beat the snake. I only got to hit
him. Was he the one? So the snake is the one that has like all the little segments behind him? That was level 5.
That's. Oh, okay. Then
I couldn't pass him either.
So you both got stuck in the same place.
It was a hard one. That one got. I was like.
Yeah, because.
Yeah, so this is not a game where you can just progress. It is. As Scott had mentioned, it has some roguelike elements in our text group. And yeah, I guess it's a little too meta progression for my taste.
For roguelikes, right? I mean,
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, the only really and truly only roguelike part of it is that the curses or candies that are available to you after each level are going to be different each time.
Yeah, and then starting over
at the beginning.
But as you play the game, you're getting stronger. And that's the thing in roguelikes that I don't like, where, it's the worst part of them. That, like, if a game has that sort of your character gets stronger the more you play it, I am turned off. I like games where, and there's a, I can't remember where it was. I saw a video of it, and it described it perfectly. But for, like, games like Spelunky, where you just get better, and the game gets more difficult as you get better at it, and it just kind of gives you more reason to dive back in. Whereas games like Rogue Legacy, the game gets easier the more you play it.
Right.
And I just don't like that. I find the grinding nature of it to be annoying. So personally, I'm not a fan of it. I have played some that do it, and I finished like Children of Morta. But that is an outlier for me, because like I don't, like a lot of people love Hades.
Yeah, I loved it.
It doesn't do anything for me.
I love roguelikes, and I love them because you showed me them.
Right.
We played one on here, and I feel like we like the exact opposite style of roguelikes.
Absolutely. Yeah, give me an Enter the Dungeon any day of the week.
See, I'm the opposite. Yeah. I get what
you're saying. A Nuclear Throne, Spelunky, something like that. But as soon as like there's meta progression, I'm kind of like outside of like unlocks. So like Binding of Isaac, where as you play the game, you unlock things that will show up in the run, but it doesn't give you any permanent starting upgrades.
Right.
Which
I get you. I understand.
Yeah.
I find the exact opposite.
Yeah.
How we both like the one genre. We're both like, oh, I like the opposite of the sub-genre.
Yeah, totally. It's totally fine. I just, for me, it's a turn off if...
It's totally fine. Come on, man. We're supposed to argue.
Something. You idiot.
So as you're playing this game, you are collecting, it was souls, I believe, and then ectoplasm.
Oh,
and
like,
that
was... Yeah, there's like green and blue.
And that was pretty much the entire currency of the game. Where and you could purchase those. But you also...
Well, no, you can purchase souls, which you can turn souls into ectoplasm.
Oh, okay. See, and I didn't really look into the... because it was so handily given that I didn't really...
They update... Well, yeah. They upgrade different parts.
Yeah.
Right? The ectoplasm is what you want, but it's the resource comes out less. But it's what you really need to upgrade.
Yeah, and so you can upgrade each of your weapons, whether it's your flashlight, whether it's your lantern or your knife, and it can be upgraded up to, I want to say it was like 7 times or something like that, but like the first time it's like you unlock a charm slot, and so there's up to 4 charm slots on each weapon that you can use, and charms are different, like augments that you can add onto your weapon to give you an advantage as you're playing. And then as you're playing through the game, as I said, after you beat a boss level, you're going to be given 3 different choices of either a candy or a curse. The curses would give you something, you know, a good thing, but also give you a bad thing at the same time. But the candies were always just a good thing.
Yeah. And so that is happening between levels. There's also passives that you get by leveling up. You have like I don't remember what they call it, but these items that you get and you can activate to manipulate your run.
Those are the charms I think he's talking
about. Yeah, the charms. Yeah, thank
you. And you can upgrade the charms as well, and that's what ectoplasm. So, and the charms can be upgraded between like 2 to like 4 times at least. Every one of them is a little different.
Yeah.
And you can buy it. Once you get the charms, you have to buy them with souls. Upgrade them with ectoplasm so you can kind of see how it starts to become a little convoluted once you start looking into it. Because like souls you get kind of readily. Like you'll get like 1,000 souls or more on a run, but you might only get like 13 ectoplasm.
Yeah.
It just kind of depends.
Well, and the bad thing too is like the ectoplasm would drop and you had a very limited time to be able to go and get it. And half the time I was battling enemies trying to like clear the floors, and then I'd be like, oh, look, there's ectoplasm up there, and it's gone.
I would find myself rushing towards the ectoplasm.
Yeah, same here, but I would still like miss a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think your combo, did that increase the ectoplasm
the chances,
drops?
It increases the chance, or it can.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you want to maintain a combo. You have a health bar. It's not one hit kills. Also, they drop like what I would call in Binding of Isaac spirit hearts, essentially like armor that you can get to kind of give you a little extra HP.
Yeah, one of the items.
And then I wish you, just
one of the curses that I got but one of the curses was actually rid of all of your main hearts and only gave you spirit hearts.
It minused you like 12 hearts, but like 16 spirit hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should also mention these are pixel graphics. I think they look quite nice. I'm glad Mark's not here to hate them.
Well, don't worry. He still decided to write them.
Yeah. We'll get to that. But I'm a big fan of pixel art, so it definitely does a lot for me.
I thought it looked nice. Right? It looked good. I thought it plays smoothly for the most part.
So when I first downloaded the game and Scott told me he was playing it, there's just so much text.
There's
in a game
so much. You're
this simple.
Right.
Like I don't
so
need that.
Convoluted.
Yeah. If that much story at the beginning of a game this simple is a huge turnoff. And let's say if I weren't making this or playing this for the podcast, I probably would have just been like, no, this is not for me.
I felt the same way, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, when Scott was like, hey, will you come on and play? Because everyone's bailing on me and I need my stone, my rock.
Like
I was
a
like,
kidney
sure.
stone.
That's right. Spiky. You grin and pain in the butt.
You grin and bear it.
You don't expect
but
it to.
When,
never
once
leave.
It passes, you're quite relieved.
You think it's gone, but there's actually a second one there.
No, pain Lord. In the crotch. Yeah.
Bleeds when you pee.
Yeah, that's right. All right. That's right. All of those things.
You drink too much milk and he shows up.
So I downloaded it and I played it for like, I don't know, 2 minutes the first time on my lunch break. And I was like, this is butt, man. I was like, I'm not going to waste my lunch break doing this crap. I'm going to wait till later. And so I waited. I gave myself an extra day or two before I actually played it because I was like, there's too much exposition in a phone game.
Yeah. And so I didn't even read it. I didn't even give that. Like the first time I opened it, I was tapping through it. And then I said, no, I'm not doing this right now. And then I opened up the game again. I said, if I'm going to review this, I'm just skipping this. And I just skip all the text and just start playing the game. Because frankly, it doesn't need it.
No.
Yeah, but at least after the first time you watched, it doesn't come up again.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. Which is a nice... So, I mean, as much as it's a critique of it, they do put it in there where you don't have to do it.
Yeah. And I think that's really just a style thing for the three of us, right? I mean, we're just like, eh. And maybe most people feel that way.
I generally don't like reading in games, mostly because I don't like reading on a backlit screen. And I don't like the that sound that comes when text is on screen. And it doesn't matter if it's an old game or a new game. I don't want to read that much when playing a game. And it's not because I don't like to read.
Or that he can't read, because he can read.
Yeah, go listen. I just finished where there's this one episode of this defunct podcast where we talk about a book. what was I saying? I don't know. But it's just one of those things. That's why I don't RPG, like traditional JRPGs, because I just don't want to read text in a video game. I just don't. So it's an immediate turn off.
I can do it when I like it.
There are exceptions. There's a game for the DS called Locke's Quest. You can also find it on Xbox. I loved that game.
It's a great
game. On DS specifically. It's not great on controller.
Never played.
Yeah, it's kind of balls. Mostly just because of the controls.
Multiple times.
What else? That's kind of what you get with me, huh? Yeah, like I said, you guys should be turning it off. You're like, oh, Elliot, his annoying monotone voice is just too much.
Don't worry. In about 4 weeks, he's going to ruin my other podcast.
About 4 weeks? I've been
actually, you
it
ruined it this
weeks
week,
now.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
When did it come out?
And
I don't
next
remember.
Week. Yeah, last week, this week.
Oh, that's right. Psycho. Yeah. So when you're listening to this tomorrow, the Psycho episode of Hitchcock Chronologically comes out, which is, in my opinion, the greatest movie ever made. But does
not
Elliot
mine.
Feel that way? Uh-huh. No, he spoiled it. I was going to be sizzle for
maybe
the
I
show.
Did. Maybe I did.
Oh, sizzle. God. Just give
I'm
it all
do
away.
That over and then I can cut that first part.
No. Just
no.
beep that, it. Bleep it.
Yeah, that's right. Just
actually reverse it. There's an effect. You just grab it and then click reverse
yeah,
and it'll be
over.
All right.
Are we missing anything in the gameplay of this?
No, it's pretty straightforward gameplay.
But I liked it, right?
Exactly.
I liked it a lot, actually.
It's not gameplay that's too big for a phone that's shoehorned
it's
on it.
It's perfect for
a It's a mobile game. And that's something I said, and we'll hear about it in Mark's commentary. It was last week's episode of Budget Arcade where he had his daughter on. So finally there was someone to actually say something that made sense. But at the end of that episode, he says, Jeff says it's a real game. And it is. It's an actual game with objectives. And it's made for a mobile device. It has simple controls. That's what you do when you make a mobile game. You don't shoehorn in as much as Grand Theft Auto is great. I'll never play Grand Theft Auto on my phone. Because I don't want to use a touch screen.
That's right.
Paywall. All
right. So the only real thing, I mean, you could purchase the souls in the ectoplasm, but there was a purchasable option to remove ads. We didn't mention that the fact that after you die, there's an ad that plays.
Well, I never got any ads. Now there's the option to watch an ad to continue your run. Which I personally do not
okay,
like.
Okay, so you didn't do the because
oh, really?
So you, if you die, you get a single watch this ad to continue your run.
Oh, it's only
it's
a
one
time.
You only get the one life.
I always quit because it was like my liking hardcore roguelike brain goes, no, I don't get a second chance, and I quit. So I never watched any ads.
Okay,
they got zero money out of me.
Well, so you can do that. But then also, once your run is over, whether you had the second life or not, you can watch another ad to double the amount of souls and ectoplasm.
Now, there's a great free-to-play game out there called Crashy Cats that had this same system, and I didn't mind it at all then. And I don't mind it here. I like ads as currency. It's a nice way to just gently monetize things. I also like being able to pay to remove. That's my preferred way of
now,
doing it.
No, okay, I agree with that.
Hold on. Don't you die, I'm sorry.
But I agree with that too. But did you feel that this one?
Let me finish. Okay, I agree, but no, I will not let you finish.
Okay, so now I don't even know what I was saying. I was saying that, I like that it basically you can play the game for free, and if you like it, you can take the ads out and pay $4 or whatever. There's a game called Rust Bucket that's on my phone. It's a turn-based roguelike, although they've kind of messed it up recently. But when it first came out, I really liked it, and I paid ads to have ads removed, and I just appreciate
that. So, like,
good luck editing out me.
Like you just said, like, pay $4 to remove it. Now, to get rid of the ads in this game, it was $10. Would you pay $10 to remove ads in this game?
Here's why I would.
How much?
$10. It was $10.
No.
Mm-mm. Here's why I would
because they're not that obtrusive for one. No, shut up, Elliot.
Get upset that someone else interrupts you, but then turn around and no, it's fine.
Okay, go
it.
Ahead. No,
can't,
you
no,
go
no,
ahead.
No, can't, I'm so
no,
thanks
I don't
for
want
me.
To
I
now.
Missed it. I missed this so much. I didn't mind watching the ads. The ads were a little long in the tooth, between 30 and 45 seconds, which I feel is a little long on a mobile game. But I watched ads every single time. I watched an ad to continue every single time I made a run. I watch an ad to double my souls and my ectoplasm every single time. It was 45 seconds that I just like went and did something. I ran to the bathroom. I made something to eat. I talked to my dog for 5 minutes. You know, the ads did not bother me at all, and I thought it was worth doubling my souls or my ectoplasm or continuing my run. I didn't have a problem with it. So I don't know if you get that same benefit if you get rid of the ads because I didn't purchase it. But I feel like $10 is probably a bit much for something like that. But that's the only reason why, you know, if it was like $3, $5, I might question it because I was enjoying the game.
No, three to five. Five is really my limit on a game as simple as this. Okay. It's not. And it, how do you value games? Like, it's different, like, what
that's
you're willing
hard.
To pay
that's
for.
A,
like,
that's such a, I hate that kind of question.
Well, I bet it's legitimate because
no, it is legitimate. But it's well,
so for example, the Among oh, when God. We did Among Us, okay,
I'm out
to
of here.
Remove ads in Among Us, it was $2.99. I paid for that. That was, you know, an acceptable cost. But the $10 in this one, no,
not acceptable.
No, it's not. I mean, the game is fun and all, but $10 is a little excessive to remove ads off of this game.
I think so too. I was going to
say.
I agree. So what were you going to say, Jeffrey?
Oh, no, it's fine. I don't know. It's not like I've been here for pretty
since
much
day one,
every episode.
Really?
I think I'm on more episodes of this podcast than anyone else.
Maybe, so. Except for Scott.
No, because he doesn't do the off weeks.
Oh, that's true.
Dude, I've had a lot
really
of work
count.
In.
Some would say no.
I'm really trying
I'm
to help out.
Scott would say no because he doesn't count them as actual episodes.
They're bonus episodes.
That's right. They're just filler.
Anyway, I paid about $18 for a game called Nuclear Throne that I have 800 hours in.
800 hours?
Yeah, easily, if not more.
Hours.
Yeah. Spelunky 2, I probably have several hundred.
You have more than 33 days in that game?
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot, my guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. And it was $16. That's my point. So... But it doesn't look like much of a game. It's a 2D game, but it was made by two guys. So I don't mind. If, anyway, it doesn't matter. Replayability.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I also found with the ad, we get there. We're doing that with Jeff. Scott, did you watch the ads?
Yes, I did watch the ads. In fact, what was it? Cookie Run Kingdom came up on as one of the ads.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, because every time I had watched the ads, I always got an ad for the crossword game. And I was wondering if it was looking it through my phone, because I do the New York Times crossword.
I bet it was. And you're on iOS. So
right. Yeah. I was wondering if like those ads were tailored or not. It sounds like they were, because I did not get the Cookie Run.
I think they were.
That would explain why I got Girls Gone Wild ads. You know, the old late night ones.
Sure, sure.
That makes sense.
I got some crypto ads. I got the
of course you got crypto ads.
Yeah. So it clearly looks on your phone.
Oh, that's too good. Yeah, it does. So that's a little, but I mean, I'm assuming that's most ads.
That's what I don't get. So that's why it's like, right? Dude, can we access your phone now?
All of them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all of them. That's part of it with almost every app. You look at them. It's just kind of how it is.
I know. I don't. I'm not doing that. I don't know.
I don't like that either. But
it's
part of it.
So, yeah, that's dirty.
I'm still wanting to call people on my phone. Remember, Contra.
Which one? Oh, Contra. That was the worst offender.
Oh, really?
Let me access your contacts. No.
Let me access your camera. Let me access your contacts. Let me be able to send text messages. No. Let me do. Yeah, it was like everything. Yeah. It was like, unlock your phone completely to this game, please.
Replayability.
Let me sign into your bank account.
Yeah, replayability. Yep, this is pretty replayable because of the whole roguelike, as well as the fact that you're kind of progressing to try to unlock different weapons and try to get enough ectoplasm to upgrade your weapons. So, and then they give you like daily achievements that you could do. And there was an achievement system as well. There's a lot there. There's, you know, quote unquote some story.
Now, if it weren't for the intrusive nature of the ads that we've just discovered, I would keep this on my phone because it is, it's perfect for short bursts. It's designed perfectly and ideally for mobile. So
I've lost my train of thought. Oh, I found my problem with the replay billing was the bosses, where boss number one, the ghost boss, super easy. Yeah.
Way too easy.
Boss number two, I actually struggled with that boss more than any of the other bosses.
This is true.
Boss number three, which is, I think, the witch boss. I beat her every single time.
Yeah, she was easy. I beat her first try. Like, the first boss...
Same. I never lost to her.
The first boss, I died, like, the first two times, I think, and then I realized what his pattern was.
Because I learned it.
Yeah, I know. I know. But, I mean, after I figured out the pattern, I haven't lost again to him. But, yeah, like, the second boss, like, I had struggled with him for a little while, but the witch was, like, super easy. Yeah.
But I kept I would lose to him on a bad run occasionally, like after I beat him, where I'm like, oh, just the way the fight was designed, I was like, this is a harder fight than it should be.
Yeah.
So I did struggle with some replayability because I could get to the second run or the second level and be like, oh, I'm not having a good run. There's no point. Like, I might get through the third run, but I'm not going to get through the fourth, like, level.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to get up to it. I already knew, like, I was going to struggle.
Well, so one time...
That second boss was a little...
Yeah, at one time I played, I got all the way past the... It was the level with all the poison stuff, okay? Where, you know, you've got the ghosts that are spitting poison, you've got the spiders that are dropping poison, you've got the little wizards that are shooting poison up and down from the top floor and the bottom floor. And I got all the way to that level without dying. Died on that level once, and then died on the level again before I even got to the boss of that level.
So replayability
tastes like banana bread.
Wasn't like terrible, but like also a little frustrating with certain levels.
Yeah,
level two was a little wasn't too bad, but the boss was terrible. Level three, the like minions were a little rough, but the boss was super easy. So it was a little like give and take with that, so I don't think it was super structured or structured super well. Like, they could have done some retooling to kind of make it a little like easier to more difficult as you kind of progress. I think the progression wise, the levels don't necessarily fit with the bosses in the correct order.
Yeah,
and that's being nitpicky, but like that's just how I feel. Is that homemade banana bread or like?
No, it's dried bananas. They really
So it's
do a good
homemade.
Job
banana chips,
clinching up. No, from Trader Joe's, not a sponsor.
Well, that's may as well be at that point.
They're delicious. They're baby bananas that have been dried like raisins.
Baby,
they bananas? Look like cat turds, but they taste delicious. They kind of taste like banana bread, and they do a good job of like shoring up your poop. Like I if it's you if bananas. You're loose,
my I'm like pre-diabetic, and the sugar in a shoots
judgment.
Yeah, so at the end of each episode, we decide whether or not the game deserves.
He's opening up about his health issues.
I was getting personal.
Oh my gosh!
Come on, guys.
I thought we were friends.
Come on,
guys! Get out of here!
Oh my gosh!
Come on, guys! Oh my goodness! Come on, guys!
No, go ahead. Let's close it out.
I'm only here to derail the show. I don't understand what part of that you're confused by. I'm only here to be a stick in the mud.
Yeah. So at the end of each episode, we decide whether the game deserves to steal or not.
He's so dismissive. We're not closing this show. We're not closing it.
Elliot, what did you think of the game?
We're gonna be here all night. Elliot, tell me about diabetes.
It's an ugly disease, mostly brought by myself. It's genetic, too. I like to blame my parents. It's mostly their fault for A, birthing me, and B, giving me the...
Instead of using formula, giving you Coca-Cola?
Thank you. Mountain Dew, but thank you. I appreciate it. Anyway, I actually like this game way more than I thought I was going to like. If we're using the is-it-going-to-stay-on-your-phone kind of rule set that we use, Mark, thank you. It is going to stay
on
my...
That was me!
That's Jeff.
I know it was you. It was I know. I listen every week. I know I'm not on every week, but I listen every week.
And we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Friend of the pod.
I friend of the pod. Hell, hey, the pod.
Now you're stealing stuff. You always stuff from my other shows. Cut it out.
Scott stealing things that work.
Oh, believe me. Everything has been lifted.
Everything's been dumped.
And the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, and that certainly... Oh, true. Anyway, finish.
I enjoyed the game way more than I thought I would. Once I got through the very beginning of it, I was kind of hooked on it. I thought, like I said, the controls... This game is made for phone. It's made to be kind of like sit and play it for a couple minutes. You can literally leave the game and come right back to the same spot that you were on the same run if that's what you need to do. I thought it was fun. You know, I don't think it was pay to win, but I think, you know, obviously, like with most mobile games, putting in some money is going to, you know, yield better results than putting in money. It's kind of the ugly truth of mobile games. But I don't think it gives you a huge advantage, because I did pretty good before I started actually upgrading. Because I got pretty far before I started upgrading stuff. So it's certainly doable if you can learn the system and how to play it. You know, I think it's a pretty well balanced game. Like I said, it's going to stay on my phone as my current phone game to play until something takes its place, because I only have one phone game on my phone at a time for whatever stupid reason. It's just kind of how I live my life. So it is going to get my seal. I liked it.
All right, Jeff, how about you?
Yes.
That's it. Yes.
Really, well, taking the fun out.
I was just waiting to be interrupted.
Why would I interrupt you? That's just crazy talk. Why would I do that?
The only thing better is him laughing at
me. I was laughing at you saying hilarious.
Okay.
But yeah, it's fun. I don't like the ads looking on my phone. That's intrusive. So that's why it's being taken off my phone, not because of the gameplay. Well, listen, I've been deflated. I always bring a lot of energy to the pod, and I don't think anyone can deny that.
No, I don't think so.
No, not at all.
The right kind of energy? No one's saying yes. Energy.
That
right.
Could be. I'm sure I have turned off as many listeners as I have been able to retain. I didn't want to say... Talk about laughing at your own joke, Elliot.
But that was a
fake. Hey, I got a joke. Okay. I don't know if anyone's heard this before. My son told me this at dinner the other night. He says, what do you get when you put a cat butt on a trophy? A cat ass trophy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we were rolling, and I told him, I was like, son, if you're going to swear, it better be funny.
Like father.
Yep. I was very proud.
I bet you. I'm sure. You should be.
Oh.
Yeah. He also destroys me at Smash Brothers. He's incredible. He's an incredible gamer now.
Jeff's falling into the footsteps of his dad. His dad told him he could only swear if it was in a song.
Did I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he? I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course you did.
Don't you remember one time you were like singing a song and it had a swear word? Your dad's like, whatever.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, he didn't. Nah, dad was super laid back. He probably didn't even care about that.
All right. So this game, I really enjoyed this. This was actually recommended to us to play by Spooky, which Spooky came over from the Creatures of Aether Discord whenever we were doing that episode. And Spooky said we should play this game. So I was like, okay, we'll pull this one up. I really enjoyed it. This was really pretty fun, actually. I've been trying to get past that fourth or fifth level boss for a while now, and he's a pain in the butt, but I haven't been able to get past that yet. But yeah, it's super replayable. It's just, it was fun. It's easy to pick up and put down, and you know, I'm going to say this is going to live on my phone for a while. So this one's definitely get my seal as well. So this game is Budget Arcade approved.
Well, we got one other host. Oh. We got one other host. If he's not here, did I approve it?
You did. You said yes.
Yeah, I take it back. It's bad. We have one other host named Mark, who's usually here, and he left us a note, and he says to must read this like me.
So who do you think does? Hold on. Here's how it is. Noted on the pods many times. That's
That's a pretty good cadence there.
I know. That was pretty good. Trust me, I listen to a lot of Mark talking. Only because I try to give my... Not that Mark's...
Yeah. Okay. All right. Mark is my friend, though, and he's a co-host on my podcast called The Movie Draft House, which you can find anywhere you listen to podcasts. It's good stuff. Comes out every Thursday. And he says, as noted on the pod, I'm neither a roguelike genre fan or a fan of the 8-bit art style, which, you know, that's a misnomer there as far as 8-bit art styles.
Let me tell you about a time
styles.
I was in a dude's bathroom from...
Hey, I love that story. Go listen
it's a great,
to...
It's a great story.
That's a great
right.
story.
Amazing
friend
story.
Of the podcast, Jared Leto. Stop stealing my stuff, Scott.
Only good story he's ever had.
Oh, that's totally incorrect.
Name another one right now.
Yeah, his police stories? Oh, come
Which
on.
Which one? You can't just...
The one where he talks about paying where... okay, when he ordered his PlayStation 4. That was a good story. Or 5. Now get out of here. Stop hating on my dude. All right?
Hey,
get to hate
on
my dude.
I was on a podcast with him before you were on a podcast.
Hey, but you're not anymore.
That's right, because I quit.
You quit him.
Love you, Mark.
And
I really
picked
do.
It up.
Hold on, Elliot. No, you weren't. Jeff was on the podcast with Mark
meant
here
just,
first.
I meant just the two of us.
Oh, okay.
A duo.
He's talking
Calm
about
down.
Crossing Streams, a now That's defunct right. podcast.
Still worth listening to, though. Wherever you get your
Yeah, you're still pitching it. Yeah. Anyway, so check out Neo Retro Video Game Disco wherever you get your podcast.
Can you finish the commentary?
That's.
I'm so sorry. Nope. I've derailed so hard.
However, this game it's is a step enough. In the right direction for my taste for the genre. And I think that for Mark, it's because this game is barely a roguelike. I would hesitate to put that term on it.
Same.
But,
I would.
Starting out the game as Molly Pop. I don't want to read this. Good
no,
God,
just
Mark.
Go to the too long didn't read. The game is good. Play it. Done. That's what Mark would do. That's what Mark would do in this situation.
Yeah, he probably would.
Probably?
If only he had a British accent, I could do that. You've also had the chain to unlock better loot. Make no mistake, as with any roguelike, look, he curses. Oh, we got to do that part so you can bleep it out, Scott. It'll feel like he's really here. Make no mistake, as with any roguelike experience, you'll die a ton. Bleep that out. And then he goes on to say, poo. Like, if you are going to curse, don't go on to say poo, like literally a ton of poo. No, also literally, Mark, no.
Figured.
Yeah, figuratively, essentially, virtually, anything other than literally. However, dying is encouraged because the more you die, the more charms and upgrades you'll be able to unlock. Agreed. The paywall aspect isn't necessarily here, but it certainly is pay to win, as you can opt to bypass the grind of the genre and purchase as much currency as you want. Shut up, Elliot. Shut your mouth. That leads us to the worst part of the game. The overly long ads that pop up every once every couple runs. I hate it, and it nearly ruins the whole experience. If you die during a run, you have the option of being revived once per run by watching a minute long ad, and they're terrible ads for to the other terrible games.
I wonder why. You play terrible
okay,
games,
now
my
let's
guy.
Stop. Because you got to stop. Because we've shown that. Okay, so Scott got ads for crypto, which is something that Scott is into. Elliot got ads
crossword
puzzles, and I got unspeakable ads. So it clearly knows what's on your phone, Mark.
Markley?
And by your own admission, terrible games. We've known it all along. Raid Shadow Legends is garbage, as is Uncut Gems. He's not here to defend himself.
Oh, but it is. You're right.
Have you seen Uncut Gems?
I have since.
It's awful, baby. Yes, okay. Where are we? If you opt to just outright die and go to the menu and spend your newly earned currency, you are given the option to watch an ad to double the amount of currency you just earned. It's dumb, no. But I understand the option watching the ad isn't required. Ad-free version of this game will cost you $20.
It wasn't 20, it was 10.
It is regularly 20.
Really?
There was a special going on when we were playing that halved it.
Oh, that's even more ridiculous. Okay. Then.
Well, I'm 20s. My guess is that is like a thing that happens every 20 days where it's on sale.
I don't know.
20 days, and then 10 days a month it's not. If I had to, that would be my.
All right. Replayability is very high. I understand the meta and use the algorithm to enjoy it. Nerd alert. Mark, alert. You know the people who call other people nerds are the insecure ones. Anyway.
What?
Still, again, not here to defend himself. I'm recording with him tomorrow. It's going to be great. The game gets my seal, but barely.
It doesn't matter. You're not here. Don't get it.
It's fun, challenging. It doesn't require any monetization in order to experience the funness. Too long, didn't read. The game is good. Play
Thanks,
it.
But we did
there you it. Go. I did read it. I read most of it. Well, except my OG Donkey Kong I skipped.
You did. Thank you. Also not.
Anyway, so Elliot, you want to tell the people where they can find you?
Yeah, as usual, boys. Thanks for having me on. It's always fun hanging out.
Whatever, no, Elliot.
Please. I love recording the two of you because I'm just here for fun. I put no effort. Trying.
Speaking of no effort, how is the new format going on the gaming Nexus?
No,
I just say no effort.
It's come up with an original format.
So
that wasn't just straight lifted from another podcast, and he has to come in and just chime in on you.
Tell you how I ripped it off.
Let me tell you something. The very first episode we recorded of this show. Okay, I introduced Scott to a podcast called New Game Plus, and it's about three guys that spend 7 days playing one old game and then they talk about it. Great
it
podcast. Independent. And Scott
ripped it off.
Takes the
word for word
whole thing. Listen to the cutters in between.
Oh my
and
god.
He even was gonna spin
up.
A randomizer on the first episode. And the only reason he did it, as I said, are we really doing this?
Yeah, he's straight up.
I've acknowledged that multiple times too.
I've
he really
to,
has.
Okay,
he has said absolutely
privately
it's not
outside
a secret.
Of the recorded pod.
No. Well, he said it's inspired, certainly.
Yeah, inspired.
Anyway,
we're at 50 minutes. Anyway, you can listen to.
No, we're not. Like 20 of it is you and I talking about something
fair
else.
Enough.
And then we had the diabetes talk, which Scott will probably edit out.
Yeah, Scott, you edit out the good stuff. The stuff that people actually want to hear you edit out because it doesn't fit your very narrow view of what. Anyway. Tessa and Elliot argue every Sunday. We're on episode like 143, so we're almost coming up on 3 years of that. I also have the Gaming Nexus show where we just changed the format, like you guys were saying. It's kind of like This American Life, where we pick a theme and then we try to give you three or four stories based on that theme. Our first one was like loyalty, so we talked about like making friends, that you like all of your friends being online. I talked about brand loyalty, so it's something a little different for people who like video games but want something that they can listen to at any point, right? We do a little bit of news and a little bit of reviews of newer games, but like most of the other stuff, we try to make timeless so that you can pop in whenever. That's what we're trying to go for. And I the premise of that was like to make it easier on me. Like, oh, Elliot, who edits it, will make it easier by doing these pre-recorded segments. It's actually way more work for me because I have to like do the editing and the like.
Yeah, you gotta add it in there, huh?
Yeah, and like make it sound better because these idiots don't know how to edit, you know. So it's actually more work for me, but that's okay.
Cold blooded.
Oh,
you forgot to mention your podcast Walpole.
Oh, dude, Walpole's fantastic too.
You
also,
gotta go back and listen to Walpole.
You got Walpole. You got.
Hey, I got no room to talk. I have several podcasts.
What was the
Be
other
sure
one,
to
the,
check out. Let's make a trailer.
The grenade
every
one or whatever. Was that Walpole?
Oh, a hand grenade.
Oh, no.
Review grenade.
Let
grenade,
that one stay where it is.
Review grenade's
just
terrible.
Leave that
Do
in
not
the
listen to review
grave.
Grenade. Absolutely horrible. Oh. My friend, my best friend from childhood, I should never podcast with him. His laugh is terrible. You can listen to it just for his horrible laugh.
Just.
And terrible views.
We all make mistakes.
We all do make mistakes. Okay. Mine was being on Budget Arcade and making friends with these two morons.
Yeah, that was
there.
Your big problem.
Oh, especially because now I'm just
mine
like,
was
all over.
Trying to podcast solo.
Same. What was my solo one called? I just finished.
Hey, there's one episode that's really, really good.
The first one. The first one and really the only reason for making it. Adaptations Awry, which I actually am really proud of.
That's a good podcast.
I know,
though.
It's just requires so much work. That's the biggest problem with Adaptations Awry. That one's a great
one.
I'm
sure once I'm done with Hitchcock, I'll feel a great sense of accomplishment.
As you should. Well, I know I always say this, but dude, Hitchcock Chronology, the best year-long project for a podcast.
Yeah, and that was an accident. Anyway, if you want to get at us, we've got all kinds of social medias for you to do that. Twitter and Instagram at Budget Arcade. Twitch.tv/Budget Arcade Podcast. You can also put Budget Arcade Podcast in the TikToks and find us there. Also, check out my podcast, Let's Make a Trailer.
Oh, that's a good one, too, that you really...
I think I...
If you want to support us, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/budgetarcade. By supporting us on there, you will get access to our official Patreon channel and our Discord. If you want to join our Discord, do so from our show notes as well as all of our socials. And in our Discord, we do have...
Who's all of our socials?
All of our socials?
All of our socials.
O-L-I-V.
Not all of our, like, a name.
A guy named Oliver Socials.
You know what, though?
This is either the best episode or the worst, and I'm leaning towards World of
Tanks. I've actually seen a guy. His name was Oliver Booty.
No, you haven't.
I'm dead serious.
That's like naming your child Mike Hunt. No one's ever done that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that's happened.
But this guy's name was
really
Oliver Booty.
Oh, yeah.
Legit.
I'm certain.
But anyways.
There is someone called
Mike.
We have
Yeah, polls that we do every week, or not every week, every other week.
Yeah, we do, Elliot. Am I right? Huh?
What?
Eiffel Tower, baby.
We have a new thing on Tess and Elliot Argue where if you pause too long in between your sentence, you get fined. That would be a fine on the podcast.
No.
We have.
When did you start that? I don't remember hearing that.
Oh, it'll be out tomorrow.
Oh, okay. It's that new.
Get with it, Scott.
Whatever. You haven't aired it yet.
We have.
Polls. Yes, we have polls for...
It'll be out by the time this episode drops.
Yeah, way before. Yeah, days. Days.
True.
It's streets ahead.
Good point. Whatever. Anyways, if you join our Discord, you can vote on whether or not which one of our hosts will vote yes or no for each given game. And you can win points, and the points can be redeemed for stuff in our Discord store. Our music is...
We have a Discord
store? Yeah, we do.
What can we buy?
We've got a couple Steam codes, Steam game codes, as well as you can buy access into our Patreon channel. You can also purchase a T-shirt from us as well through with the points.
That's where it's at.
And I'm going to post the underwear I'm recording in.
You could buy Mark's feet pics.
Huh?
Also a lie.
I think Mark would.
Oh, you think?
No.
I bet he would.
Our music is provided by Simmons, and you can download his music at MetroidMetal.com and game on.
He just always likes getting out of here so fast.
No.
Imagineville Podcast Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.